Okay, welcome everybody. I am absolutely thrilled that you're on the call. I'm very honored that you're here. It's a real privilege to share with you what I'm intending to share with you. I've been thinking about this for months and months now, and so this is a real fulfillment for me that I've wanted to do. This teleseminar will last for about 60 minutes, and as I mentioned, it will be recorded. And tomorrow you'll get an email with the number that you can call in so you can listen to it again and again. But I would recommend if you are not driving in a car or something and you have a piece of paper and a pen, you might want to take some notes, but it will be recorded so you can listen again. And what I promise you is you're in for an amazing hour. You will learn how to have your hopes and your dreams, not only for your business, but for your life, become a reality. So let's jump right in. You know, it's really ironic to me that if you look and notice, everything even remotely complicated comes with an owner's manual. I mean, after all, when you got your last car, didn't it come with an owner's manual or your last smartphone or your even a washing machine? We got a new vacuum cleaner, and it came with an owner's manual. And the owner's manual explains exactly how to operate whatever it is that you just received so it works as intended. But what's the one thing that we all get that doesn't come with an owner's manual? A life. I don't know, was any of you handed an owner's manual when you showed up at life? What about business? Do we get an owner's manual how to run a business successfully? So the most important and basic thing we all deal with every day doesn't seem to come with an owner's manual. And the result of that is that the majority of people don't operate their life consistent with how they would if they hadn't read the manual. It's like we're driving our cars with our hands on the rearview mirror. Is it any wonder we keep hitting the wall and that we feel so helpless in steering our life in the direction we want it to go? Or you get in your car and you have no idea where you want to go, or you don't even know where you are. So what's the result of that? Well, just look at the world we live in. 90% of the people on the planet make less than $25,000 a year. 90% or more people never become financially free. Billions of people live in poverty. In our country alone, millions are out of work. 90% of all businesses that start each year fail. Few companies reach their full potential. People aren't happy. Do you know that job satisfaction in the U.S. has reached an all-time low? Literally 55% say that they hate their jobs. A third of the country is on antidepressants. And you all know that life is not working for the vast majority of people. Most people struggle each month just to pay their bills. And I suspect that if you're on this call, there is something in your life, maybe many things, you would like to have be different. Well, here's the good news. The good news is there is an owner's manual, both for your life and your business. And if you want 2013 to be your best year ever, and each year to get even better and better, let's get the elements of your owner's manual on the table. Wouldn't it be useful to know exactly how life works so you can play the game to win? And how to apply that to your business? Would that be great or great? I'm going to trust your answer is it would be great. So today I'm going to cover three things. One, what are the critical components of the game of life and business? And you will be amazed at how few and how simple they are. Two, why it's so difficult to operate consistent with the way the game is set up, and why maybe 3 to 5% do it really well. So the game is simple, just really difficult to play well. And three, what you can start doing immediately to become one of those 3 to 5%. Now, at the end, I'm also going to tell you about the Roadmap to Success 9-month coaching program, which is designed to empower you to produce remarkable results in every area of your life and how you can enroll in that program if that's something that you feel would support you. So here's the biggest challenge, and let's get it on the table right up front. You know how you wake up in the morning and there's a conversation going on, and when you're in the shower, there's a conversation going on, and when you're getting dressed, there's a conversation going on, and all day long, there's a conversation going on. So you know the one I'm talking about, the voice in your head, whatever you call that conversation. Well, embedded in that conversation is an enormous number of beliefs. Whether you understand this and realize this or not, by the time you are 8 years old, you received 25,000 hours of programming. Almost all of the things you were told or you were heard from your family, from your friends, on TV, you picked up all kinds of beliefs. And what's a belief? A belief is a thought that you say to yourself over and over again because you think it's the truth. So beliefs are very powerful because they shape who we are and what we do. We believe what we believe is the truth. That's why it's a belief. But think about this. If you were born in the 1400s, you believed if the earth was flat. Well, it wasn't, but people believe that. And if you believe the earth is flat, what don't you do? You don't go sailing close to the edge because you actually think you're going to fall off. If you were born in the 1950s, you believed it was impossible for a human being to run a four-minute mile. You believed that if you tried to run that fast, your body could not physiologically handle it, your heart would explode. So, of course, people didn't do it. Now, today, we look back on those beliefs and see them as pretty bizarre that people believe those things. But here's the real problem. Many of the things you've been told and firmly believe are even more bizarre than that. We're all living in a set of beliefs designed to produce the results that we have. Seriously, ask yourself, do you wake up every morning thrilled and excited and can't wait to start the day and the first words out of your mouth are, another day in paradise? Probably not. And it's all because we're living in an unbelievably bizarre set of beliefs. So the question in this call is, are you willing to be open? Are you willing to try on some new beliefs? Are you open to learning some things that I promise will make a significant and permanent difference in every aspect of your life? Now think about that as the hour unfolds, because it's surely my intention to confront what you believe and set you in motion down a path of adopting a set of beliefs that will have 2013 be your best year ever and the start of creating everything in your life that you want. Okay, so here's the first critical component in your that would be in your owner's manual if you got one. You ready? You were born with the exact same power to create as everyone else. I'm going to say that again. You were born with the exact same power to create as everyone and anyone else. You can create anything. Now, hardly anyone believes that. A bit later, I'll tell you why. And if you don't believe that, it's a perfect example of a belief you need to change. Now, one of the reasons why people don't believe it is they see people like Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan or Adele or Michael Jackson or Tiger Woods, and they see these people with incredible talents and abilities, and they say, well, I can't create the kinds of things they've created because I don't have those kinds of talents and abilities. Now, the fact of the matter is each of those people had particular talents and abilities, and they used them to create very successful lives. But there are lots of other athletes, performers, and the like with similar talents and abilities, maybe even more, but they don't produce similar results. Is it because those few people are unique? No. It's just that some play according to the rules and others don't. Now, in your field, you have particular talents and abilities, and with those, you can be as successful as anyone has ever been. In your field, you could be the next Steve Jobs or the next Conrad Hilton or the next Bill Gates or anybody else that you look up to as being someone really successful. Now, yes, those people I mentioned, they were all amazing people, but only because they knew how to play the game to win. You are equally amazing. I'm going to say that again. You are equally amazing. You can create anything. Now, are you willing to believe that? If you're not, don't complain that you don't have a breakthrough in your results. But if you are willing to believe that, and I certainly encourage you to do so, let's get on to the next critical element in the owner's manual. What's the creation process? Well, nature shows us every day the creation process. Let me give you an analogy. Let's say you were a farmer and you wanted to grow a field of corn. Now, there are only three critical components for a farmer if he wants to grow corn. Number one, he needs a field, you know, a field of fertile soil in an appropriate place where there's lots of sunshine. Number two, he has to have seeds, and he would plant the seeds in the soil. And then number three, he would water the soil. Now, if you were a farmer and you had a field and you planted corn seeds and you watered it, you would absolutely expect that you would get corn. If you woke up one morning and you had a field full of watermelons, you'd think that was pretty strange because you didn't plant watermelon seeds. Well, it's easy for the farmer to see that natural process because you can see the soil, you can see the seeds, and you can see the water. Well, for human beings, the process is exactly the same. We just can't see the things like the farmer can, and you're going to have to take this on faith. Same three components for you and I. What is the field? Well, the field, you wake up to it every day. Every day you wake up to it. Deepak Chopra, a great author, calls it the field of infinite possibilities. Quantum physicists call it the quantum field. So you wake up every day into this field of infinite possibilities. That's the soil. You are born with it. It's around you 100% of the time, every single day of your life. It's there for the asking. Number two, what's the seed? Your thoughts are the seeds. People have been saying that for thousands of years. Napoleon Hill wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, and then there were all of the books about the power of positive thinking. Oh, this stuff has been around for thousands of years. Your thoughts are the seeds. And the third thing, which isn't necessarily written about too frequently, is your emotions are the water. So you wake up every day into the soil, your thoughts are the seeds, and your emotions are the water. I'll give you a couple of examples. One that I got a chuckle out of when I watched the Super Bowl, the television announcer was Jim Nantz. Now, what you might not know about Jim Nantz is that Fred Couples and Jim Nantz were college roommates. They were both on the golf team. Fred Couples wanted to be a great golfer. Jim Nantz wanted to be a television reporter. So every Saturday after practice, Jim Nantz would go in the dormitory. Fred Couples would make believe he just won the U.S. Open. He would walk into the dormitory. He would make believe it was Butler Cabin. He was walking in to get his green jacket. Jim Nantz would be in there, and he would interview him as if he just won the U.S. Open. 15 years later, Fred Couples wins the U.S. Open, walks into Butler Cabin to get his green jacket. Jim Nantz is there to interview him. The two of them look at each other. They run over to each other. They hug, and they say, "We planned this every Saturday for the 4 years that we were in college." 4 years old, Sarah Lipinski is watching the Olympics. That afternoon, her mother goes up to her room. She's standing on a chair with her hand on her heart. Her mother says, "What are you doing, Sarah?" She says, "I'm accepting my gold medal." At 4 years old, she decided she was going to become a gold medal winning Olympic athlete. Mr. Marriott, the founder of the chain, he had a root beer stand in Long Beach, California, dreamed about having hotels. And same thing with Conrad Hilton. My favorite story is Reverend Ike, this poor black boy in Montgomery, Alabama, didn't have enough clothes to have shoes, and he would go to school and pick up a stick and make believe he was driving a fancy car. And by the time he became an adult, he became Reverend Ike and the pastor of the richest church in Harlem with a collection of 15 Rolls Royces. So if he could start with practically virtually nothing and become a billionaire, just think about what you can do. So what does this mean on a practical level? Now listen to this very carefully. There is no such thing as a neutral thought. Every thought creates. I'm going to say it again. No such thing as a neutral thought. Every thought gets planted in the fertile soil of infinite possibilities. Life is happening from you, not to you. I'm going to say that again. Life is happening from you, not to you. You are not a victim of the world you see. You've created the world you see. We are always seeing the results of our past thoughts. Think about it. Now, so think about something in your life that you're really happy about. Think about something in your life that you're really happy about. Congratulations, you created that. Now think about something in your life you're not happy about. Congratulations, you created that too. So remember, these things I'm sharing with you will confront your beliefs. Don't reject them just because you haven't in the past believed them. There is not one thing we see with our eyes that's the truth. It's only a projection of our past thoughts. Our thoughts create our experiences 100% of the time. Now, this is something many people are not willing to believe. Why? Because it means you have to take responsibility for everything in your life. Everything in your life is in your life because you created being there. What's not in your life is not in your life because you haven't created being there. Now, you may not like that, and if so, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Okay, here's a third critical component in your owner's manual. Your emotions are the fuel that waters the soil. So you must choose your attitude, and hardly anyone does that. Mostly we're like a weather vane, reacting and responding to everything going on around us. I heard someone say this recently, and it's so true. No successful person allows their circumstances to dictate their attitude. I'm going to say that again. No successful person allows their circumstances to dictate their attitude. Successful people choose their attitude and bring it to the circumstances. So you must choose your attitude. Now, again, what I love about all of this is it's so simple. There are only two human emotions. So you get to choose between only two. What are the two human emotions? In the simplest terms, love and fear. One works, the other one doesn't, to be successful. They both produce results. They just produce different things. Loving emotions produce loving experiences. Fearful emotions produce fearful experiences. So what does love look like? Love looks like joy and passion, excitement, enthusiasm, optimism, faith, trust, confidence, and a belief in abundance. Now, are any of you choosing those emotions? Because if you're not, here's what fear looks like. Fear looks like worry, concern, frustration, anger, resentment, disappointment, depression, a belief in scarcity. That's what fear looks like. But here's the, pardon the expression, the real bitch of life. If you don't choose love, you get fear by default. If you don't choose love, you get fear by default. So you have to be willing to choose your attitude. So to review, you are born with the same exact powers to create as everyone else. You can create anything. There is not one thing we see with our eyes that is the truth. It's only a projection of our past thoughts. Our thoughts create our experiences 100% of the time. And what we see is the result of our past thoughts. Finally, your emotions are the fuel that makes everything happen. So, that's how simple it is. Not easy, but simple. So I said today I was going to cover three things. One, what are the critical components of the game of life and business? I'm all done. Simple game, really simple, assuming you believe me. Two, why it's so difficult to operate consistent with the way the game is set up, and why maybe 3 to 5% of the population do it really well. And number three, what you can start doing immediately to become one of those 3 to 5%. So we've covered number one. You were born with the same exact power to create as everyone else. Your thoughts create experience, your experiences 100% of the time. Your emotions are the fuel that makes everything happen. So let's talk a little bit about number two, why it's so difficult to operate consistent with these rules. Now, I talked to you about the conversation you woke up to. The fact of the matter is there are two conversations going on with you. Human beings are kind of like a computer. A computer has hardware, it's got memory, it's got storage, it's got processor, it's got software. Human beings are the same thing. You've got hardware, that's your body. You've got memory, you've got storage, you've got data processor, and you've got software. Here's the interesting thing. You are actually a lot simpler than your computer. Your computer's probably got lots and lots and lots of different programs. You only have two programs. Two pieces of software, two conversations. Now remember, I said there were only two human emotions, love and fear. Well, those are the two conversations. You have a loving conversation and you have a fearful conversation. When we were born, we came into life only with the loving conversation. And all you got to do is look at a little kid. You can see that they want to just play and have fun because we come here with that loving conversation. But the voice of fear develops pretty quickly. And that voice, the voice of fear, we can give it a lot of different names, but the most common name that it has is the ego. So what is the ego? The ego is the part of your mind that believes that you are separate and alone in a hostile universe. Now, it takes me a lot more time to explain that than just saying it, but that is what your ego is. It is the part of your mind that is the opposite of the fearful voice that thinks you are separate and alone in a hostile universe. In the world of the ego, you're over there, I'm over here, I'm alone, it's me against the world, and everyone is the enemy. Now, I know this sounds extreme, but it isn't. The ego is vicious. It doesn't tell you this in a way that you could hear it, because if you woke up in the morning and your ego said to you, by the way, you're alone in a hostile universe, it's you against the world, everyone else is the enemy, you would look at the ego and you'd say, that's ridiculous, I know that that's not true. So it doesn't tell you it in a way that you could hear it. It just whispers it in the background, like the music you hear in elevators or in waiting rooms that you don't pay attention to. But it's there. Napoleon Hill, the author, the great enlightened author of Think and Grow Rich, in his next book he said that the ego dominates the thinking of 98% of the people on the planet. Do you really think it's not dominating your thinking? Now, here are some of the consequences of listening to the voice of the ego. See if you can relate to any of this. Number one, at some level, you're afraid all the time. Now, afraid is a strong word, but it shows up as worry, concern, confusion, lack of trust, lack of confidence. It shows up in much more subtle ways. Life becomes about survival. People feel isolated and alone. People go through life with their attention on themselves. Do you notice that nobody listens to anyone hardly ever? Have you ever had a conversation with somebody and you walked away and you said to yourself, I might as well be talking to the wall? Are you willing to admit that there may be times people have conversations with you and they walk away and they say to themselves, I might as well be talking to the wall? This is why teamwork in organizations is almost non-existent. Most companies look like a bunch of people at war with each other. Now, what's wrong with that? Our definition of a successful organization is a group of enthusiastic, opportunistic people working together on behalf of a future they've all committed themselves to. And it's hardly ever present, which is, by the way, our only objective when we work with a company is to produce that result. And when we produce that result, when we get everybody turned on, excited and happy and motivated, working together on behalf of a future they've all committed themselves to, and we produce that result well over 90% of the time, the results are spectacular. Now, if you don't think what I've said about the ego so far is bad enough, it gets even worse. Because the ego tells you something about you. And here's what it tells you about you. You're not good enough, you're not worthy, and you're not loved. You're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not loved. Now, it doesn't just tell that to you, it tells that to everyone. And at some level, you believe it. The only difference from one human being to another is some people hear it louder and some who believe it more, but I watch people, you know, and at some level, everyone believes it. I promise you, at some level, you believe it. You know, I grew up in a family where when I did what I was supposed to do, I heard nothing. When I didn't hear what I was supposed to do, I heard plenty. My version of that early in life was, I must not be very smart. And I certainly didn't think I was lovable. And even though I graduated in engineering school, even though I worked in the patent office for 4 years, and even though I graduated in the top 10% of my law school class, I never confronted that issue. And for the 18 years that I was a lawyer, there was never a day that I didn't say to myself sometime during the day, if my clients only knew how many smarter lawyers there are than me, I wouldn't have a client. But that's what happens to all of us. So here's what life becomes about. See if you can relate to this. Life becomes about figuring out a way to survive. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be successful. It's all so I can prove that I'm okay. We work really hard. Can you relate to that? How this shows up is a practical matter. We're never really happy. We become workaholics, all trying to prove something. We have a hard time saying no. Ask yourself, do you have a hard time saying no? Most people have a hard time saying no. We have a hard time confronting issues. Ask yourself that. Can you confront issues easily? Most people can't say no. Most people don't want to confront issues. There is no real self-expression. And all compulsive behaviors, all addictions, all the overeating, all of the stuff that people do is all an attempt for a few moments to shut up the ego so it would stop telling us, you know, you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not loved. Now, summarizing all of the things I've said about the ego, here are the biggest consequences. The vast majority of people don't believe anything I've said so far. Sitting there, you may not either. If you don't, just know it's the ego telling you to ignore me. I'm some weirdo from California. Because this conversation is a total threat to your ego. People don't believe they have the same power to create as anyone else, and you do. People don't feel that they are as good as others. People surely don't believe they can have anything. And people don't feel worthy of having their hopes and dreams. Do you know that 83% of the people who win the lottery within 5 years lose every penny because they don't feel they deserve to have the money and they figure out a way to get rid of it? People doubt themselves and their ability. You may do that. And doubt is a killer. You can't doubt yourself. And people have all kinds of limiting beliefs, especially about money. What are some of the limiting beliefs? No pain, no gain. I'm sure you've heard that. Money is limited. It doesn't grow on trees. You have to work hard. It takes money to make money. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm a woman. I don't have the opportunities. It's all about the economy. There's this thing called competition. The pie is only so big. You know, we have a belief questionnaire, which we're going to use on our 9-month coaching program, in which we've collected about 68 limiting beliefs just about money. And we're going to do a process to have you identify which of those beliefs you have and to clear yourself of them. So, in conclusion, Albert Einstein said, the most important decision we make is whether we believe we live in a friendly or a hostile universe. I just found that quote recently. And Einstein's a pretty smart guy. The most important decision we make is whether we believe we live in a friendly or a hostile universe. So this is basic. You have to decide what you believe. just because you believe something in the past doesn't mean you can't decide again. You have to decide which voice you're going to listen to. Are you going to listen to the voice of fear or the voice of faith, trust, and optimism? Are you going to listen to the voice of scarcity or are you going to listen to the voice of abundance? Are you going to listen to the voice of problems or are you going to listen to the voice of possibilities? And remember, if you don't consciously choose faith, trust, optimism, abundance, and possibilities, you get the former by default. Now, I don't like that. I don't like that that's the way it is, but that's just the way it is. And that's why maybe only 3 to 5% play the game really well, and which is why it's so funny every time I hear this, why the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. Well, why is that? Because why people are rich is because they are the 3 to 5% that know how to play this game. And the remainder of people don't. And remember, the vicious ego dominates the mind of 98% of the people on the planet. I work on this stuff every single day. And because this is so difficult, that's why I designed the 2013 Roadmap to Success coaching program. So before I tell you some of the things you can start doing immediately to have 2013 be the start of something great, I'd like to tell you just a bit about the program, because I'm committed to showing you how to play the game to have all of your hopes and dreams become a reality. I'm committed to giving you the insights and the tools that you will need to free yourself from the domination of the ego so that you can be one of the 3 to 5% and produce amazing results, achieve a whole new level of self-expression, start waking up thrilled and excited about your life. You start seeing your hopes and your dreams manifest right in front of your eyes easily and almost magically. Now, in the past, our coaching has only been available to companies that could afford to hire us. I'm committed to changing that so it's available to everyone and anyone. So here are the details of the program. It starts next month. We're going to have a monthly call like this for 60 to 90 minutes. It'll be at the same time every month. It will be recorded. So if for some reason you can't make the call, as soon as you can, you'll be sent a link and you can listen to it. You can send me your questions in advance of the call, and I will cover them. You will have an assignment at the end of each call that you will have to work on for the next 30 days to the next call. Now, here's the best part of all. You will have unlimited access to coaching from me via email. So as you're working your assignment during the month, if you have any questions or, well, what do I do about this, any questions, you send me an email, ask me your question, go into as much length as you want, I will respond within 24 hours. So it's a simple program, but it's effective. You get your own personal coach at a fraction of the cost it would normally be. And I tell you something, I've made it incredibly inexpensive. So if you sign up on a monthly basis, it's $47 a month charged to your credit card. If you sign up for on a three-month basis, then instead of three times that, it's only $127 for every 3 months, which comes down to about $42 a month. And if you take advantage of and sign up in advance for the entire 9 months, it's only $347. You save $76, and that amounts to $38.50 a month. So, if you know, are you willing to invest $38.50 a month so you can have the life of your dreams? That's the question I'd leave you with. How you would sign up? Very simple. I've got a page on my website. You go to unshackledleadership.com/roadmap. Write that down, www.unshackledleadership.com/roadmap. You can go there right now, pick one of those options that work for you, and just sign up. Now, so I said I was going to do three things. Here's how to have 2013 be the start of something great. We will go into this in great detail in the course. I want to give you some things to get started on. Number one, you've got to start thinking about what you want. Do you know most people don't know what they want? If I were the genie, if I had this magic lantern and handed it to you and said, rub the lantern out of the lantern is going to pop a genie, and it's going to say to you, your wishes, all of them are my command. Tell me in exact detail how you would like your life to be, and I will give you all of it. I'd be willing to bet that the vast majority of you on this call would not be able to tell the genie in great detail what you want, and that's a problem. You have to be clear, and you must clear about what you want. And in our first call, one of the things we're going to do is I'm going to take you through a process to help you get clear about exactly what you want. People are very good at telling you what they don't want. And that's what people think about, what they don't want. The trouble is, if you think about what you don't want, you just get more of what you don't want. And this is one of the reasons why people don't have, so many people don't want to have a relationship, you know, but they don't really know what kind of relationship they don't want. They haven't sat down and thought about every aspect of it. Or they know what they don't want, and they think about what they don't want, and they wonder why people keep showing up in their life, which shows them what they don't want. Third of all, even if you do know what you want, people are frustrated that they don't have it. And resentment and frustration and disappointment is like the farmer going out and throwing acid on his crops. See, all of those fearful emotions stop the possibility of you having what you want. So one, you've got to be clear about what you want, and you've got to be thinking about that. Number two, you've got to choose your attitude. The simplest way to say it is I tell people to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Be loving, kind, patient, compassionate, happy, joyful. You've got to choose that. You know, choose it. Now, it's easier said than done, but do it anyway. Number three, you've got to flush out your limiting beliefs because that's what will sabotage you. I promise you, that conversation you live in is filled with limiting beliefs. This is the hard part. There are lots of programs out there. I've done practically every one of them. I've learned all the techniques that I can learn about how you can get rid of your limiting beliefs. And in every one of our calls, we're going to talk about how to identify your limiting beliefs and different techniques that you can use once you identify a limiting belief, how to get rid of it and start to embed into your subconscious unlimiting beliefs, because it's not until you do that that you start achieving the things that you want. And number four, you've got to get into action. But here's all of this is so critical. So you think about what you want, you've got a great attitude, you've working on your limiting beliefs, and now people think, okay, I've got to get into action. What am I going to do? I'm going to come up with a plan, and it's got to be effort, and it's got to be hard work, and I've got to figure out my plan. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. Why? Because all of those beliefs that you think, all of those beliefs that you have, which has you think that it's up to you to figure out how it happens, those are all fear-based beliefs. And as long as you're living in the world of the ego, the fear-based world of the ego, you're going to be throwing acid all over your fertile soil. So you've got to learn to trust the process. How all of your hopes and dreams are going to happen is not up to you to know. Now, with all due respect, you're just not smart enough. Are you going to compare your finite intelligence to the infinite intelligence of the universe? You see, this is something people don't understand. When you have a thought, when you think about what you want, and you plant those seeds, those thoughts, into the fertile soil of the universe, and you water it with excitement and emotion, the universe immediately gets to work orchestrating how this is going to happen. It's not up to you. You've got to surrender to the process. You've got to give up the need to plan and know. You've got to wake up in the morning thinking about what you want, get excited, enthusiastic, and look to see what feels peaceful and what you're compelled to do. You've got to follow your intuition. You'll wake up and you'll say, you know what? I got to go do this. And as long as you're doing what's peaceful and compelling, and you trust the process, and you don't need to know, and you don't need to plan, it's amazing how it's going to magically unfold in front of you. You'll sit back and you'll say, this is amazing. Phone calls will come in, and people will start calling you, and you'll sit back in amazement, and you'll say, wow, not only is this easy, but it can be fun. And the more fun you have, the more you plan, you know, the more fun you have, the more fun you create circumstances to support you in having fun. So, to review, you were born with the exact same power to create as anyone else. You can create anything. There is not one thing we see with our eyes that's the truth. It's only a projection of our past thoughts. So when you wake up in the morning, what you're seeing in front of you is a result of how you thought in the past. And if you get that, it should be obvious that if you keep thinking the way you've been thinking, what you're going to see in the future is more of what you've thought, which is why you've got to get out in front of the curve and start thinking today consistent with the future that you want to have, because that's the only way you're going to have the future that you want to have. Of course, your thoughts create your experiences 100% of the time, and your emotions are the fuel that makes everything happen. So if you can start thinking about what you want in great detail, if you could generate and create your attitude, if you can eliminate your self-imposed limiting beliefs and do actions that are peaceful and compelling, you will start to see amazing things happen. Now, I'm going to unmute the call in a moment if any of you have any questions, but I've thought about how many people I can take in the program. We have well over 125 people that have signed up for this call. There's no way I can handle 125 people in this program and give every one of you the personal attention that you want, because I'm committed that for the next 9 months, you have any questions, you want coaching, anything, you send me an email, and you're going to get a response within 24 hours. So we are going to limit the enrollment so that those of you who participate can get the personal attention that you want. So if you're interested, go to www.unshackleadership.com/roadmap. You'll see a page that explains the whole program. Click on the link which works best for you, either pay for it monthly, once every 3 months, or pay it for the whole 9 months. You will be sent a link tomorrow to the page where you can re-listen to this call. If you have any questions about anything, send me an email at scott@unshackleleadership.com. That's my email address, scott@unshackleleadership.com. The program starts the second week in March. So please go ahead and sign up today before we cut off enrollment. So with that, I'm going to unmute the call, and if anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to answer the questions. Otherwise, we're going to sign off. So hold on a second. Okay, so if anybody has any questions, hopefully after you ask your question, I'll put it back on mute to kind of avoid the noise on the line. Anybody have any questions? Or have I made it so obvious that you're clear?
I have a question. Can you give an example of how this has worked in your own personal life?
Okay, let me put that on mute.
Conference muted.
So can I give an example of how this has worked in my own personal life? Well, that's a really, really great question. So I've been single. I was married. I got a divorce in 1977, and that's when this whole journey started for me. And I spent a lot of years being single because I knew exactly what I didn't want in a relationship. Number two, I didn't think I was worthy of having a great relationship. Most importantly, I clearly didn't see myself as lovable. And there was a 15-year period from 1985 to 2000 where I was in one relationship after another, and they all ended. And after 15 years of one broken relationship after another, I just said, what's going on here? So I tracked down as many of the women as I could find that I was in relationship with, and I actually found most of them, and I just asked them a very simple question. I said, what didn't work for you about our relationship? And they all said the exact same thing. You wouldn't let me in. So that was very eye-opening. I started working with a coach. I realized how much I didn't think I was lovable, and I started to do a variety of different things, much more than I can share in just 1 minute, but I started to do things to get myself beyond the voice of the ego that says, you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not loved. And as a result, I now have amazing relationships, and I've even gotten married and have a wife. And so that would be, as far as I'm concerned, the most dramatic example for me personally of how I have, you know, taken these principles and implemented them into my life. So thanks for asking the question. Who else has a question?
Scott, I got a couple of questions.
Okay.
How many people are you going to take into this this group?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I haven't decided yet. I think something between 30 and 40, maybe less, but certainly not more than 40 people. Because here's what I have found with programs I've done in the past. While I will tell each and every one of you that you can send me an email with questions every single day, and I will respond to you within 24 hours, because people don't think, they listen to that little voice and say, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not loved. People feel like they're taking advantage of me. And so they don't take advantage of me. So, you know, I will see. You know, people, I break it up into two groups, but I know it's going to be something between 30 and 40.
Okay. And then the second question is, if I were to do it for a couple months at the 47 a month, then could I go ahead and get on at a three-month rate after a couple months?
Question. If you do it for a couple of months, if you sign up on the monthly basis, so you will your credit card will be charged automatically once a month. So no one's asked. I haven't thought about that, but I guess my answer would be that if you do it for 3 months and you want to switch to the three-month thing, you'd have to call me and say, please cancel my credit card on the monthly thing because I'm going to go on and sign up for the three-month thing, and it would just bill you for the next 2-3 month period. So, yes, I'll
right.
figure out a way to make that work.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes. Would there be any coupon codes or anything as they're asking for that as I'm trying to sign up right now?
I don't think there's any coupon codes, not that I know of, so the answer is not on this particular program there isn't. I guess my shopping cart has that in case there is a coupon code, but I assume if you're at the website, you'll see three different buttons. Just click the button. No, there is no coupon code.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Scott, was it your intent to have the meeting like on the same day of the week every month, like, for example, the third Wednesday?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think we set it up. It's going to be on the second Monday of the month, if I'm not mistaken. So if you sign up for the program, I think it's going to be the second Monday of the month at noon. But one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email to everybody and take a bit of a survey as to when we're going to do it. And if I find out that the date and time that I pick doesn't work for everybody, we'll change it. And I'll do a bit of a sound. Right now, I think the program is set up to do it at a certain time every month. And I think it's the second Monday at 12 o'clock Pacific.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, can you take them out?
Excuse me? Hello? Did you hear me?
I don't think that was meant for you.
No.
Okay. Any other questions?
Scott, I have a question. It doesn't really relate to that program, but, you know, you say you have two different sets of conversations going on. The ego, it could be the ego, or it could be, you know, and the love conversation. If you find that you're having the ego conversations, what's the best way to kind of break that and go into more on the higher end, the higher emotion stuff?
Well, I thought someone might answer that question, and I've got 5 minutes left, so I really can't answer that question in 5 minutes. I'll tell you what I do. I have a sheet of daily reminders. It's 4 pages long, actually 3 pages long. They're designed to be the antidote for any limiting beliefs left in my subconscious. I take 15, 20 minutes every morning to get myself grounded. Most people get up in the morning, get dressed, take in the shower, get dressed, hop, you know, have some breakfast, and they're off to work. I think that's crazy. You know, I take 15, 20, 30 minutes every morning to meditate, to get quiet, to read all my reminders, to get myself set for the day. And that's what I do. So, you know, we're going to talk about lots of things like that in the call. So if you want to know what to do, like I said, jump on the program. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Okay, well, the time is up. Let me turn off the recording.